You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Hello, and you're very welcome back to another episode of You're Grounded with myself, Emma Dorn, and my fantastic household. My fantastic so-so-s, Ella Dorn.
Smell it more.
You were just tucking into a bit of KFC mash there.
It's lovely.
It's real nice, isn't it?
It's real nice, yeah.
Because
hashtag spawn.
myself and Shane and the boys went into town today. We went to the National Museum Archaeology.
I think it's of archaeology.
Yeah.
There's definitely a preposition in there.
Earlier on, I was trying to say it, and for some reason I couldn't say the word. But we went to KFC, and I mean,
we aren't big KFC people.
But we got the bucket, like a family bucket or whatever. And then these American students came in and they nabbed a seat before they'd ordered their food.
Good on them.
So we were up on a high stool with the bucket.
Which isn't sharing.
You know, you're kind of doing the best you can, but the mash was good and I brought one of the mashes home and it was in Shane's bag and he's like, I'm just loving the heat off this mash.
Oh, dear. I'd say it was lovely.
Yeah, so I was like, But yeah, I'm glad you're enjoying it anyway. It's a nice mash. So what did you get? Anyway, 10 minutes, for the start of the episode, 10 minutes.
Any other places that you think have good mash potatoes, guys?
Mash.
You go on a mash tour.
What were you up to today?
Did some crazy golf. I won. Well, the first round. I lost the second round.
But and who was playing?
Won the first round. Me and a friend. And I had some lunch, which was nice. I actually had lunch before, but yeah.
Oh, was timelines. Sorry, with this friend. I was this Mary or who was just
timelines. Yes, I had some good. I think what happens with me in crazy golf is that I kind of lose interest after the first round. And then I kind of start to lose. I think that's what happens to me. I just kind of like not giving a shit a bit. But
oh, Kirsty.
Ryder Cup, here I come, I think.
There's a lot of golf stuff going on at the moment. I've no knowledge of golf, no interest in it, no nothing.
Some golfing trips planned in work.
Oh, yeah?
Well, not for me, but like for the
people you work with, like.
Yeah, they go on a lot of golf trips.
Oh, who's that? Oh, yeah, we have to say now. So we're doing the podcast. It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tuesday evening. Shane is out at a Shamrock Rovers match.
Boozing.
Boozing. Boozy bandit that he is. And Tommy and Joe are in the front room watching telly. And the dogs are here with us. But we just thought we'd take a chance. So if you start to hear noise.
On me.
Because you were in Wexford. And then you came back and you forgot about your life in Dublin.
I did.
And
like, I was it's like, showing you just go down.
Podcast. And you were just like,
what?
And I was like, Ireland AM tomorrow.
It's just like when I go down to Wexford, I always think that like, I just lose
forget
track.
Forget about us. Yeah,
I've lose track of what day it is and stuff.
Fair enough. Because I mean, the boys only finished on Thursday and it already feels like they've been finished about a month. I have no idea what it is or what day it is or what's
going
on.
We're going to be on a holiday soon. Like it's.
I know. Woo, woo, woo. It'll be good. Can you wait? Although I say that, but I hate the heat, so.
You'll be grand. We'll get your hat or something. You'll be grand.
Oh, I'm defo bringing a hat. I'm defo.
I feel like, for some reason, I'm convinced that was my problem last time, is they didn't have a hat.
I think
like,
your problem last time was you
getting some cream
mashing sun cream into your eye was the main difficulty.
I've matured, okay? This was what, like 6 years ago?
Yeah, probably.
I've matured. I'm able to put on sun cream now, guys. Maybe.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Well, I think it was again something in my eye, but also like burning around my eyes.
Yeah.
Like, getting sunburned around my eyes, which is like not ideal. We don't like that. Would not recommend to a friend.
No, wouldn't. So, Camara, how are you feeling about Ireland AM tomorrow?
Okay, I have to get up. I have to get up early.
I know.
I also feel like just some mad people will watch it.
Oh,
like
yeah,
some
yeah,
people
yeah.
that you never think will watch something like that.
Yeah, people start coming like, out of the woodwork.
Probably someone who like closes daily at the bar will watch it for some reason.
Oh, you know, I think you might, it might happen, like a teacher, an old teacher or something.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, surely they'd be in. Actually, no, it depends, doesn't it? They might be in. Or they might be putting it on when they're getting ready or something. Yeah, someone mad. Someone mad will come out of the works. Be like, oh, like, I'm mad. Yeah, you're totally right.
So any other goss?
No, not really.
And how's he?
fine. I was in Wexford, as we talked
about. dodge.
As you talked about.
Dodge the question. So today you brought a topic to the table. I'm shocked.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
You said about jobs.
Well, it's really a topic that I can't give much to because I've only had really one job. But
yeah, well,
I'll try.
I remember, I don't know if I'm going to sneeze or cough, sorry. I remember.
I just love sneezing, coughing on the podcast, don't you? Mm-hmm. It's like your favourite thing to do.
It's my favourite. I'm so sorry, listener. I'm so sorry.
Anyway.
I remember when you were younger, right? You, every so
had
often.
Had a few businesses.
What? You had a few businesses. Yes, exactly.
Entrepreneur, guys.
So you had the cookie business.
Cookies, car washing, mowing the lawns. Is that how you say it in Ireland? Mowing a lawn, like mowing a lawn.
Or you might say I'm going to cut the grass.
Cut the grass, yeah.
Mowing the lawn is fine.
It just sounds very American.
So your cookies, let's get into this. Your cookies were cookie dough, like the pre-bought cookie dough.
Yeah, whatever.
And just slice them up, put them on a baking tray and go out and sell the cookies.
A lot of people would just like give you money and not want the cookies.
Yeah, so I think.
That kind of buzz.
I remember that you sold the cookies for €1.
Mm.
Was it something like that?
No, it was like 50 cent.
50 cent. You had some deal going on. But I remember you made a good few quid from the cookies. Because where
I hate
we used
when they'd ask you, is it for charity? No, it's not. It's my business. Oh, he's a going to. He's a going to. Like,
said a percentage of the profit.
They're like, he's a going to. I'm like, and what about, me friend.
What about the car wash business? Because that was when you were older.
Okay, car wash business was.
Okay, these are businesses, inverted commas, by the way.
Oh, no, it wasn't car wash. It was dog walking. We never got to dog walking.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of scratched that. It was called Pupcakes.
Pupcakes.
It was dog walking and cupcakes. We kind of scratched the dog walking because it was just a lot of admin. And it happened because. Do you remember why I had to do pupcakes?
Pupcakes? No. This is like, I'm listening to this like I've heard about this for the first time.
I was sent.
Pupcakes?
Yeah, I was. My bag broke or something for school.
Right.
And you gave me 50 euro to get a new bag.
Oh, yeah.
And one thing led to another.
You lost
and
it.
I like dropped her or something. Oh. Which drops her his car and you say, and you had 50 euro.
What age were you at this time?
I was still, I think I was just in secondary school, so I was like secondary.
Okay, yeah, because like giving you 50 euro to go buy a bag.
I was like 13.
Yeah, yeah. So I gave you 50 euro, which is a grand bit of money to go and get
yeah,
a
like
bag.
Give me change or whatever, yeah.
And you lost her.
Yeah.
As was your way.
I dropped her. I know I dropped her. So then you were like.
You lost it. It doesn't matter if you dropped or if you threw it into the sky.
You, well, you know, just
it.
A bit of context. I dropped it, guys. Mary's going to be pissing herself if listen to this.
So you lost the 50 euro. And sorry, just let's. Ella was a pretty. Well, she's still kind of tight, but she was a pretty tight kid because she. We'd say to her, Ella, you should be going to a shop. And she's like, oh, I like that. And I say she wouldn't even come clean and say I like that. She cuddle up to you and she'd be like, that's actually quite nice. And we'd be like, well, yeah, you have money with you. Like, you can spend your own money. And then she'd say, I don't want to break my 50 euro. And I was like, can somebody headbutt this child for me, please? As always, Ella is dripping in cash. Dripping in cash. I was lucky to get a birthday present this year. I basically guilted it into her because she bought nobody Father's Day presents. Is that correct? Saving the cash.
Father's Day is a commercial.
We're all dying to see what she's going to spend all this bloody money on. She's been saving since she was fucking 4. I mean, she has lost 50% of the money, but she's going down to Wexford where people are throwing 50s at her. Correct? Yes, correct.
I refuse the 50s.
She's had many empires that she's built up and they've fucking crashed. Because it always comes down to the financials. She loses all the money. So tell me about
the money.
Tell me about fucking pupcakes.
Pupcakes. So yeah.
So shit. Go on anyway. I gave you money. We made bag. You lost
yeah,
the bag.
Lost the bag. And you were like, Ella, you need to earn the money back. Bit of a lesson here.
Bit of a life lesson.
You lost
one.
The money, you earn the money.
101.
So I called my friend, Mary.
Oh, this Mary was involved. Jesus, yeah. Mary's been through the fucking ringer with you.
That's why I was like, Mary's going to be pissed herself listening to this. Listening to pupcakes. Listen to Mary and I was like, hey, got a business venture for you. You interested? And Mary's like, sure, go on.
Yeah.
So we did pupcakes. We did our baking. You were so, I think we like, we earned 50 euro, like around that.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, like, we used like 20 euro of it to buy pizza. Like, you said that was okay, because like...
So you probably, and you probably spent fucking 20 euro on the ingredients.
Probably,
you?
Yeah. But, you know, it's the lesson, you know. We earned money.
So you didn't walk the... And who did you sell the cupcakes to?
Just people around the estate. Well, like, who else are you going to sell it to?
So ridiculous. You never did nail sale of work or anything, did you?
No, we did sale of works in like school, but they were for like charity and stuff. God, no, they weren't
really,
even.
You're really down on
even,
the charity.
They weren't
those,
even for
you?
Charity. They were for like the school.
School. Yeah,
they
yeah,
were
yeah.
for like, we're getting projectors in 7 years' time.
I did those sale of works in school, but I did have my own side thing on the go. So I did the sale of work, but I did like a guess at the how much thing, and I kept that cash myself.
That's a good thing to do. They always
like, I kept the gambling money myself.
Yeah, obviously. I remember some people on like sale, like that's like bake
like somebody
sales
won, sorry, just want to state, I know this is going back over 20 years, but somebody won. Okay,
sure.
Don't start, someone won. I kept the money for myself. Yeah, okay, go on anyway.
I was gonna say like bake sales and stuff, obviously, make a bit of money.
Yeah.
And there was always the person who had, like, her mom was a baker and she had a bloody, like...
I know.
...cake they'd raffle off. Like, it was, like, a panda cake.
I know, I spent...
Like, a lion cake.
I know, they spent three
and they'd
fucking
raffle
days.
It off or whatever.
And do you know what used to really piss me off about those people is they'd turn up with a cake that clearly took them fucking 3 days to make. And everyone like, oh, my God, that is amazing. They're like, oh, this old thing? And then I'd go up with my fucking cakes that I bought in Spar or whatever...
Yeah.
And my trick was to take them out of the packaging, put them in my own lunchbox and kind of...
Put a bit of icing on them or
maybe
something.
Maybe put a bit of icing on them. And I remember I rocked up one day and some woman on the Parents Association said something along the lines of, oh, I think it was the Halloween cake sale. I just put like googly eyes on
cakes. Yeah.
Like, hello, pretty good. She's like, oh, it's fun what you've done there with the googly eyes. So I had one of her anyway. It was like, you get out of my face.
My funniest time in a cake sale was when Mary actually.
Oh.
I think her granddad made fruit scones.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure they were lovely fruit scones. I'm
not going to sell at a cake sale.
But they looked like chocolate chip cookies.
Oh.
And the amount of those fruit scones bought and then chucked in the bin.
Oh, they're bought. Well,
yeah,
that's all
bought
good.
And then chucked in the bin. Astronomical. It was
oh,
so
God.
Funny.
Really laying into fucking Mary's grand.
So funny. Well, it could not be. Like, I don't know. Someone baked these scones, but they looked like really like nice cookies.
Okay.
And I was even like, oh, those cookies look lovely.
Well,
she's
sorry,
like, those are scones.
I wasn't there. I'm not bad mouthing you, Mary's granddad. I'll leave that up to Ella. She's more than capable. But if a scone looks like a biscuit, it's, you know, it's shit.
Whoa.
You had a few babysitting jobs, but you used to be my babysitter and then you got a social life. It was fucking devo.
Sorry about that.
You had a few babysitting.
I always hated babysitting though.
Oh.
Well, like,
here's the expose we've been waiting for.
The children were always great.
Yeah.
Children were always great. But just being able to hear the little footsteps and just the creaks of the house.
Would you prefer if they were big footsteps? Would that not be strange if it was a 3-year-old?
No, I just mean being able to
eerie.
Hear the steps and just like being in someone else's house.
Okay, but not in this house.
And just, no, because like this is my house.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hearing like the little like intricacies of the house, like how it like whistles in the wind.
Do you feel you're intruding on the house?
Yeah, it just feels weird. I don't like it. No, it just...
And now you have your job now.
I do my job now.
That is in a pub. Was that your stomach?
Yeah.
Did anyone hear that? In a gastro. Is it a gastro?
Aiming. It's a pub. Gastro pub.
Pub of food. And you like that, don't you?
I do like that. You come across some strange people, but...
Well, you meet a lot of people.
You meet a lot of people. Yes, you do.
And come here, tell me this now. What do you think you'd like to do after college?
Oh, God, Emma.
Well, you're the one that wants to talk about jobs.
This is supposed to be a light-hearted, funny job episode.
Well, it depends how you look at it, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know, to be honest.
Would you float around for a while, do you think? Will you be still very young when you finish college?
I will be... I'll be 20.
Yeah, like that's still very young. I wouldn't be rushing 20. Into like...
Well, I'll be like 20. I'll be like just turned 21, 20. Kind of buzz.
Yeah, maybe... Maybe the entrepreneur streak will come out again.
Maybe
then.
It will. Maybe yeah. It will. Honestly, cupcakes. I do. We have to do like cupcakes. Like next year, we have more kind of optional things to do within psychology that yeah. are more narrow. And the organizational workplace psychology does actually tickle my fancy.
What's this workplace? What?
Like organizational psychology, like workplace psychology, like HR.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I'll probably do a couple of those modules, but you know, you never know.
Cool.
Could become a dancer.
Yeah, I could.
Could become a trapeze artist,
or just a trapeze. That'd be interesting if you became
a string.
Yeah, if you became a trapeze, that'd be cool.
That'd be so cool. Love that.
I've had a few jobs myself. I always say, like, I have this joke. I say that if you have a friend on social media and you're not sure who it is, it's me, because you probably worked with me for 6 months at some stage.
At like a bar.
Or like an office job. I've had a good few jobs. Is there any of my jobs now you're like, what was the story with that job?
Well, you just had a lot of like...
A lot of jobs.
Just had a lot of jobs where like you want... No one was really sure what you were doing.
Well, this is you and Shane.
You were never really sure. You were like answering the phone, typing on the computer.
But this is... Okay.
Tappa, 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 hello. Oh, okay. Like, what were you really doing? Kay. Did you have a job? Were you pretending to have a job?
Let me explain something.
What was going on?
So, at the time when I had various admin jobs, you were a child and Shane was... doing whatever he was doing. He was either a painter, decorator, a trained electrician, you know, one of these kind of jobs, like physical labor jobs. So neither you or Shane had any experience of working in an office. I wasn't going to go into detail about what I was doing because it would bore me to tell you what I was doing. Did I know fully what my job was? No.
Exactly.
Nobody in an office does. It's the whole thing is a scam. Did anyone who employed me know fully what my job was? No, because in these jobs, you basically can just make the job whatever you want it to be. You'll have a few things that you have to do. But working in an office, the biggest struggle...
Just for the listener, just to give some context, Emma hates offices. Just to give that, like, if you work in an office and you love it and it's for you, that's great. Emma has like
I'll tell you what annoys me.
For the 9 to 5,
just
to put that out there.
I find that office jobs impact too heavily on people's lives. Okay? Because you're in an office job and they're like, where do you see yourself progressing in this role? And you're like, I'd like a desk with my back to the fucking wall. That's what I would like. So I can look my own bits when I'm not working. And then when I'm working, I can do my work. There is no way that somebody is in an office job and they're going hell for leather for 7 hours. It is not physically possible. Why can't we all just be honest in a job and say, look, it's about 3 hours work.
That's what I hated. There's an hour. I was doing work experience in your place. Because I was like, I want to be doing things for 7 hours, but there's not enough things to do.
It doesn't exist.
But I want to be doing stuff for that.
No,
for all
it doesn't
hours.
Exist. Well, in some office jobs it does, but not in like, you know, low-level admin jobs. It does not exist. It doesn't exist. And people just need to say, look, there's about 3 hours work. It depends on the day of the week as well, but there's about 3 hours work. There's an hour and a half of chat and making tea and kind of messing around. There's a few hours of doing your own bits. Whether that's making a dentist appointment or looking at holidays, seeing what you might like to do, looking at dresses that you might want to get for a wedding, that kind of thing. But in any office I've worked in, no one has been working solid for 7 hours. Mm. It's physically, humanly
Is that
impossible.
How long the day is? 7?
Well, you have an hour for lunch, so it's 8 hours. But sure, the last job I had, it was 8.5 hours.
Only 7. That's grand.
Only 7? Can you stop picking your nails? You're constantly looking for
Sorry, I'm a fidgety
girl. It's not AMSOR, whatever it's called. You're constantly just like...
Sorry, I'm a fidgety girl. Can't help it.
But I'm trying to think. Like, my last office job was a good laugh.
Mm.
you know, I had people who I could have a laugh with. If you have a person you can have a laugh with, you're kind of, you're all sorted, like. So most of my office jobs,
isn't it?
I think my first office job straight out after college was particularly bad because, so I got the job because it was very local. Mm. So I felt a lot of pressure, you know, to kind of get something handy or whatever. Mm. So I was working in a pub my last year of college, and then I got that job, I think, in around the September. Mm. And I was hired as sales support, like, so to support the sales team. But then what happened was, and I didn't really cop it until it was happening, the sales team weren't making any sales. Mm. So there was nothing for
to
me.
Support.
So they got the support to kind of get ready for all the sales that were going to come in, and the sales never happened. So I literally had, like, oh my God, the boredom. Mm. The boredom. And it's all this thing of, like, it's this real awkward thing of, like, sorry, are you allowed to say how fucking boring this is? And then you're like, oh, you don't want to say it because you're like, oh, fuck, if I say it, they're going to give me something to do. So then after that job, I got the job in the radio station in Dundrum. So I got out, that was community employment, and I got in because, like, I was a lone parent. Mm. So I was so happy when I got that because I was like, oh my God, like, something creative bit, or whatever. And then with that, you were able to get, they would pay partially if you wanted to do some funding or if you wanted to do some training, sorry, they'd give you partial funding. So I did a television, I can't remember exactly what the name it was, but a television presenting and production course. Like, it was only like a 6 week thing, I think. And there was like 6 days or 7 days. But that was deadly for me because I was like,
something that you enjoy.
Yeah, it was so good. So then what happened after that was, after the radio station, so you had, it was meant to be for, like, you could do it for 3 years under this community employment scheme. But I had to leave at the end of the last year because I was actually the wrong age. I think I was a year too young.
Mm.
And so then I got a job in, now this is where I get hazy. I think I got a job in Setanta Sports. Oh yeah, but in between then, I actually got some work as a production assistant.
Mm.
Which I really liked. But then the only problem was, so you go and it'd be real early start.
Mm.
And then I'd be leaving the house and Margie would be like, oh, so what time will you be finished at?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I was like, right, I better kind of get something that's a bit more, whatever, 9 to 5, you know. So I think I did a couple of bits of production assistant, whatever. And yeah, I think I got a job in Setanta Sports then.
It's great that you still can't say it.
Setanta. Setanta Sports.
It is. It's a hard, it's the S, it's the SS. It's hard
but
to
But I suppose, I know, see, I didn't really know what I wanted to do and I didn't really stay anywhere long enough. Like, the other place that I stay, the other place that I was working, do you remember when I was pregnant with Joe?
Mm.
I think that place I was in for a couple of years, but that a major part of that was I moved out of Margie and James's, and then I I got pregnant with Joe, so you're not really gonna, do you know what I mean, you're not gonna go looking for jobs when you're like 6 months pregnant or whatever. But I never went back after I went on maternity leave, and then it was, so there was other jobs now in between, but then I remember what a defo was. So I was at home with Joe and I was at home then with Tommy because Tommy came fairly quickly. So, like, don't get me wrong, I was happy to be at home with them. And I did some video production stuff myself. I had a bit of a, that was the entrepreneur streak coming out. So I used to do video production.
A bit of pupcakes,
yeah, because I was doing corporate videos. So I'd like produce them and organise them. And I got Daniel, my cousin, Dan Dalton, to film them and edit them.
Mm.
But I was going out doing, like, you know, doing the sales calls and whatever. So but that actually was going all right. But then Shane got a job and I was like, okay, I'm at home with the boys. And then I think it was hard then to go back and try and get a job because I'd done all this mad stuff. Mm. Like, I remember going, because I was like, right, I just need to get a job now. And when I think about it now, like, I was still young. I had a degree. I had loads of experience. I don't know whether they were Googling me online and just going, what's going on here? But like, I remember I got to the stage, I was looking for a job for so long. Mm. And like, it's impossible. If you have kids and you want to get a part-time job, like, it is it's impossible. I found it impossible. Mm. I need to get a part-time job. But I remember going out for interviews, like, in fucking swords.
You being like, I'm overqualified for this as well, probably.
Totally. Like, you're like, I'm... Totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was a bit of a pain in the hoop. And then I had the job in the fucking timber trove up the mountain.
That was a fun one.
I think I was just so frustrated. I've been trying to get a job for so long.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is soul destroying. And even the fact that I knew in my head, I was like, I'm articulate. I can, like, well, I was like, what is going on here? So I just took that job because I was like, right, I just need to get the ball rolling. And it did get the ball rolling for me. And then the job that in the production office locally, like, that was a great little job to get at the time.
Yeah.
I was delighted to get that, and it kind of helped me just build on something.
Mm. That was really loud.
But I knew it would help me to kind of like build on stuff and like move on or whatever. So, but now, obviously, I gave up my job. I don't know how long.
Loser.
I gave up my job.
Loser.
There's a pattern.
Unemployed.
There's a pattern. I don't think I was ever meant to work for other people, to be honest. I don't think I ever was. I don't think it's any harm.
I'm sure a lot of people would say that.
Pupcakes. I don't think it's any harm to work for other people because you can learn stuff as well. And I think, you know, how many people do whatever it is they do in college and then just do that after.
Mm.
And then that's the end. That's the end of the story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do you, like, I'm shouting at you. Do you know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, mommy, I know what you mean.
I think so. Anyway, it's good to have a big L windy road. It's just not the best for the cash. But I think maybe I had to wait until I was older, until I had, like, you know, confidence or whatever. Mm. But if I had to go and get a job, I would. But I could see myself, if I changed direction, I might, like, you know, work for somebody but still be freelance.
Mm.
That's the way I would imagine it happening. I can't imagine myself. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, like, but I think I'd rustle up some other way to earn money.
Like some. Busking?
No, not busking.
Like comedian busking.
You see, the real entrepreneurs that make money, you've got to be selling something other than yourself. Because if you're selling yourself, there's only so much you can sell in yourself. Do you know what I mean? That was the flaw with pupcakes. There was only so many fucking dogs you could walk and pups you could make. Cupcakes you could make.
We never really branched out to the dog walking.
Yeah. Kind of, I feel that. Like, it's something that you've got the name first and you've worked backwards. Was it one of them?
That's usually how I roll.
Mary, get in touch. I'd love to know who was pushing this. Who was
me, obviously.
You needed the money.
Me, obviously. And I'm a good name comer upper. I'm good at coming up with names.
Brainstorm kind of person.
I'm a good brainstormer. Yeah. So name was kind of top priority for me. Logo.
I have registered a company name and stuff like that years ago.
Pupcakes?
No, it wasn't Pupcakes. What did
like
I register?
We also had like Pup Suds because it was going to be dog walking and car washing.
But you see now with your Ireland AM appearance tomorrow.
Should I go on and be like Pupcakes?
See if you can work it in.
Should I?
I think you could. Oh, but you know what you could be now? Well, give it a few years, but this is like plant the seed. Now you could be like, now we're joined by resident psychologist Ella Doran, and today we're discussing you want to leave your job or something. And then, you know what I mean?
And then I kind of put on cupcakes.
Yeah. But, you know,
like I kind of
something.
I kind of have a book and it's called How to Leave Your Job. And the pupcakes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There'd be on the inside cover, there'd be a little story about pupcakes.
Yeah, that would be kind of like
Yeah.
I'd interview you.
And you dedicate the book to
Mary.
My dear friend, Mary.
Yeah. Great. Publish author, here I come.
Planned out.
published author, there you go.
No, and you see some people, because a few of my friends who are very talented in their different fields, like say, so I'm talking about friends who have really been solid in their jobs and have actual careers. Like, I didn't give up a career, I gave up a job, you know what I mean? But I'd be like, would you not go out on your own and whatever? And they're like, no, don't want to, want the stress, whatever. And I'm like, yeah. I totally.
Yeah, when you go out on your own, then you're.
It depends. If I got a job with in something that I was really into, maybe I would. But I think I just like the variety and all those jobs that I had. I always had something else on the go.
Yeah,
like, I mean, I always had something, some little finger in some pie. I never just had a job and that was it. You know. Good job was the job I had in the news agents. That was my first job. And I think I was 16. I was trying to get jobs. And then Sarah Harmon told me about getting a job in Tesco, right? So back in the day in Tesco, it actually hasn't changed that much, the Tesco in Rathfarnham. But you used to go through the door and they used to have a stand and they had application forms. And she was like, yeah, Sarah Harmon, I don't know. She was working in Tesco for years and like, yeah, just fill out application form, whatever. And, and I was like, okay, sweet, sweet. And you know, those companies were meant to be like good employers, you know, like whatever. So I was like, yeah, deadly. Went, filled it in. Nothing. Gave a few months.
It took me so long to get a job.
Oh, it's so annoying.
But now, get a job so easily.
See, that's the thing. The first job is one of the hardest jobs to get. So I ended up getting the news agents and Tesco never got back to me.
No, places like that never got back to you. Tesco's never got back to me. I applied for 50 Tescos.
Let's talk about this now. Tesco, okay, yeah, 20 years ago plus, you've never got back to me.
Never got back to me.
Never got back to you. I filled out that application Little Aldi. Twice. Little Aldi never got back to Ella.
No, Central, Costco, Super Value.
Do you know who never got back to me? And I did an interview. Right, and the shop doesn't even exist anymore, and this is not that long ago.
Blondes.
No, this is
Super Quinn.
I'm not going back too far. Like, Tommy and Joe are on the scene. I went for an interview in Penny's in Rathfarnham.
I feel like that's got a bit of like, I feel like you have to be asked.
But why did they interview me? And they Penny's in Rathfarnham that no longer exists.
Imagine work.
That's the deals now.
If anyone knows about that Penny's in Rathfarnham, it's an awful place to be in. The fans. The fans that would be going on in there. And the air was just something different. There was something different about the air in there.
I won't
imagine working in there. That'd be absolutely horrid. It would be hard.
Even though they betrayed me.
Hard.
And never gave me a job. Back in the day, when I was in college, a mate of mine worked in Penny's and she seemed to just have the best gig ever and loved it and they're all mates and it was all fantastic. And they never employed me and I was only talking about it today, or maybe not today, maybe yesterday. I was saying, geez, you missed that Penny's in Rathfarnham. And Shane pipes up and he's like, oh, crap Penny's it was. I was like, how dare you say that? It was handy.
Was crap. Do
you remember you got lost in it?
It was probably the fumes. Going on there.
Here's one. Let's bring back Tell Me Something I Don't Know. So you're about...
Tell Me Something I Don't Know. Let's bring that back.
Yeah. So you're about five, right? And I'm in Penny's with
as
you.
As per.
Because that was my social outlet when I was a single mother rocking around the place, right? You usually wear like good in shops and whatever, but that shop is a bit of a maze.
It is really a maze.
So I turn around and you're gone. Mm. And see, the difficult thing is I can't see because you're smaller than all the clothes rails.
Imagine that. Imagine you being smaller than all the clothes rails.
And I'm looking around. And then, oh my God, Ella, when I think of this now. So there is this thing when your child goes missing, right? In something like that, like Penny's or, you know, whatever. Or it's like you're in a car park and you just turn around, they're gone. So you're trying to force the logical part of your brain to kick in and say, it's absolutely fine. It's been like 30 seconds. Like, just try and remain calm.
Yeah.
And then the other part of your brain is going, oh my God. They're gone. And you start going into... you start looking around for like a fucking guard or something. You start panicking, right? So I'm starting to panic. And I'm walking down the middle of the Penny's now. And I'm looking either side... But I'm trying to be calm, whatever. Then I look, and you're at the door at the exit. At the exit. And some woman is holding your hand. Yeah. And walking you back into the shop. And you have a big smile on your face. I'm like, Ella. And you're saying, hey, big smile on your face, delighted with life. And the woman says to me, I saw her wandering out. I thought I'd better walk her back in. I knew she belonged to somebody. I'm probably there with a whole load of padded bras in my hand or something. Going, oh, thank you so much.
I have places to be, people to see. I need to go to partners.
To go to partners. Still there.
I went to the hot chucky.
I went up there the other day and I was like, oh, partner's still working up. But then after that, then I was like, because you're probably a while out of the boogie, but you know what I mean. You were kind of freestyling it,
That's what we should talk about next week.
Well, times I've lost you.
Yeah,
a few. But then after that, then I noticed that every time I was in that Penny's, a child was lost.
It is a maze.
Every single time, you just hear Dylan. It's like, oh, Dylan's gone.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I felt a bit better then. But you were literally like, oh my God, I'd say 10 seconds, gone.
Bye.
I saw you walking in with the helm and all the smiles. I was just like, what the fuck is she at?
She's a nice woman.
Little demented head in there. But yeah, we can talk about that next week. I'll have to think. I've probably pushed them down in my memory though. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I have some memories
of me losing you?
Yeah, or me getting lost.
Okay, good. Right, we'll bring that to the table next week. Right, we're going to... That actually worked out well, didn't it? No dogs barked. No brothers. I don't mind the boys coming in. It's more if they come in, the dogs.
Yeah, it's the dogs. It's the dogs, really. It's the dogs over there.
They are. Fair play to them. So we've got to go. We've got to go to bed. We've got to get up early for our TV appearance tomorrow.
Pretty exciting, guys. Pretty exciting.
I said it on my Instagram, but let me just note it here as well. Ella had several media requests and she turned them down. And the only one she said yes to was RLDM. Yeah, so I say to Ella...
You're pretty special.
I say to Ella, I was just on to whatever. They were wondering if you wanted to do an interview with me. She's like, no, it's fine. I'm like, yeah, no, cool, no, whatever. And then I was like, I'm just telling you this one. I was like, you know, because we'd had a few no's at this stage. I was like, just to let you know. I was like, RLDM wanted to know if you wanted to come on. She's like, yeah, sure. What day? I was like, well, okay. So
it really depends on what time of the day you get me.
true. Bit like me, but I'm trying to build a fucking empire over here, Ella. I'm trying to build my own cupcakes.
I'm the entrepreneur. Don't.
Anyway, so
Rate, review, subscribe.
Thank you, Ella. As articulate as ever, as Ella said, which means rate, review, subscribe. Thank you for listening. I can't remember the email address. I never can. Shane has it. Get in touch if you want.
Get in touch with Shane. What?
No, get in touch. I'm sure he'll put
the email
in the description.
Shane's number is in the show notes. Call him for the email.
Show some goddamn respect, Ella. Sorry. Thanks for listening as always. We really appreciate it. And hope you're keeping well. And we'll chat to you next week. And we'll see what new media requests Ella gets.
Bye.
Mate.